God,
which we do every day. I spend time with God every day because I need to know what He wants to tell us on a Wednesday and on any time I see you. I got to have answers. How many know what that means? I got to have answers because people have questions. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize that people question me about you because they see you out there. And they, and like David said, I want to be a better Christian. And I have a belief that if you're going to be a Christian, which means Christ-like, learn the life of Christ. Christ means the anointed one. Mean to learn to be the anointed one that God has called us to be in this dark world, because the world is dark. It's very tempting, isn't it? How many have come out of temptation? Come on, life tempted us. How many have come out of testings? Life tests us. Hello, somebody. The families that are out right now, they're being tested. Their son is in the hospital because somebody injured him in a sport. Well, that happens in sports. Amen. But it could happen just playing around on your yard. Things happen because we are in the life, and the real life brings things to pass. So for 2026, we were here to acceleration. We've heard building, and now we're hearing restoration. These are the three things so far that he's talking about what he's going to do. Acceleration, that testimony just proved it. Accelerated quickly, didn't it? Come on, somebody. Building to accelerate. And now to restore. Because the Bible talks about restoration throughout many places. And again, I'm going to use Psalms 23. A well-known, right? A well-known, say well-known. Psalms, a favorite to us. Actually, I've heard it so many times at funerals. I go, that's great, but I want it for while we're alive. Come on, it's for the living. How many know what I'm talking about? This word is for the living, not for the departed. Because once you depart, you're going to face what's coming after the fact of life. But this morning, you know, we're looking at what God is doing in 2026, restoration, meaning restore, and it has benefits that God wants to give us. And come on, Holy Spirit, help me here. However, we have to get to the place to understand what restoration. Do you believe it's God's will for us to be restored? The question will be, restore us from what? What do we need to be restored from? And, you know, as you spend time with God, as we heard, you know, God loves to talk to his people. How many know that? How many know God can talk to 1,000 people at one time, let alone 100,000, let alone he can talk to 1,000,000 people at one time because he's God. How can he do it? Don't ask me that. Ask him because he's God. How did he create this whole heaven and earth thing for us? How did he create this universe? How did he create stars? How did he, you know, he created stars and he told somebody, that's how many children you're going to have. Called Abraham. And then you go to the seas and you see all the sand. He goes, oh, that's going to be how many sons you have also and daughters. So which one's the son? Which one's the daughters? The stars? Or the sand. What doesn't matter? What matters is that we understand and believe that what God says, he does. And one thing he wants to do is he wants to restore this year. Because the thief has come. John 10:10. Right? And he came to steal, kill, and destroy. What does he want to kill and destroy from you? And why does he pick on you? Why does he come after this world? Because he has an issue, say an issue. Just like some of us have issues. How many agree? He has issues. And when you have issues, it brings and it creates problems for you. And if you have those and you have problems, you have issues, you then will put it on others. Because psychology always tells you to blame somebody else. How? Come on. Hello. It's my mom's fault that I turned out like that. It's my dad's fault that I turned out like that. It's my spouse that I'm that way. Hello, somebody, help me here. But for 2026, to restore and bring restoration, we have to understand very clearly of what God is trying to tell us for 2026. I believe, and we said it, and we'll say it one more time, walk in your victory, not to a victory, because the victor is already in you. He's here for you. So start walking in what God has divinely given to you, and that is His own Son that paid a price that you and I could walk in this victory. So before we go into the actual word, as this word where we're going to go to, as we start looking, He wants to understand. What do we have to understand? How many understand this? To restore doesn't mean to replace. A lot of people say, we need a replacement. Yes, but to restore doesn't mean He's got to replace, because that's not how He operates. He does things in a wonderful manner. And it's also not to erase. Oh, help me here, Jesus. And it's not to pretend that nothing painful ever happened either, because many of us have painful past. Hello? This was your turn to say, yes, Lord, that's me. I have painful past. What do you mean? You know, I had to fight. I had to fight because I don't know who my father is. I never met him. Don't know his name. Don't know nothing about him. So it didn't bother me until people brought it up to me. And once it was brought to me, now it troubles me. How many? I mean, you know what I mean. So like we heard the testimony. You know, I'm going to be who I said. It doesn't matter what anybody says. And that's absolutely right. What matters is that you understand that you are a child of God, called to be a child of God, live to be as a child of God, receive as a child of God what God designed for you to receive, regardless of what anyone knows or thinks about us. We all have a past. We all have pains. Come on. How many know your past never should ever define your future? But what your past should bring to you is a remembrance that I'm glad it's behind me and not no more with me. The problem is we like to carry it and not let it go. We always say and we always hear it that we got to let go and let God. And that's beautiful. Whereas great words to speak out of, but we don't really believe to let go and let God. But God is good. Come on. And so as we're getting to the place, restore means to bring something back to its original intended healthy state after it's been damaged, lost, diminished, or disrupted. How many just understood that? How many know that we have lost several things in life? And restoration is going to bring back what God call to the original place. And what does that mean to you and I? The original place is the reason we were born in this world. You all know chapter 1, most of you. Before you were born, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, right? Come on, I knew you. Before you even existed, I already had created and called you. Even though you went the way you went, you know, not everybody's a drug addict. Not everybody is in prostitution. Not everybody's a thief. Come on, somebody. Not everybody's an abuser. Not everybody's perfect. But no matter who you are of those, He knew you and He already produced a calling for you. And so to restore, to bring something back to its original place, and that is to be His child, a son of God. A daughter of God. The testimony, I want to be different. That's right. We all should be different. In fact, we all should be maturing more so in the things of God as we continue daily walking with God. I cannot see us walking without God in this world. How many know that? How many agree to that? Come on, this word is for us. Say us. Because we all need restoration. We all need that, what God is wanting us to have. And, you know, restoration means, and it's going to end up, it's time to return. How many know what the enemy has stolen, God's going to demand it be returned. But He's not going to let it just be returned. He's going to have it returned 30, 60, or 100-fold to us. Oh, you're quiet this morning. And you know, and it's okay to be quiet because they tell me they're listening. And I said, well, either they're listening or they're looking at their phones. I don't know. I'm not the security of this church, but the Holy Spirit is. And He's watching. Come on, He's watching what we're doing. So to bring back to original, to bring back what's intended to be healthy. I mean, you know, God's called us to be healthy. How in the world that they lived back in the days to be 900 years old. And he had to cut it back because of our sinful nature. And he cut it back from the 900 years to 120. And now for the new people like us, we have 70 plus 10. And then he says, you're old. I said, wow, God, you're straight up. And see, he is straight up. But understand why. Because of our sinful nature. Because he knows us so well that we have to struggle and fight, especially in the hours we're in. We're in our pharmaceutical hour right now. Everything is pharmaceuticals. Everything is take this for that, take this for that. Going to the doctor, you need this. I don't want that. I want to know what's the cause of that. Oh, help me here, Jesus. I don't need another pharmaceutical. They didn't have that in back in the day. Say amen, somebody. What they had is what they had, very little, but God restored them and God kept them and he provided for them. So bringing it down to 70 plus 10, my God, it's a challenge, say amen, because of our lifestyles. But to restore, we got to come to a place with God here as you read his word. You know, Psalms 23, you know, it's going to start with verse number 1, but we don't want to just stay there. It's a psalm of our beloved David. And how many David was not perfect? He was not perfect. How many knew? He was the rugged one. He was the one. He was actually the outcast of the family. He wasn't close to dad. He wasn't close to mom. They had him out there with the sheep. But see, that was God's will. And sometimes you may be the outcast, but God has allowed it because he's the one who's going to come to you and raise you up to become exactly what he wants you to be. Hard to receive, but that's how God is. Say amen, somebody. And so as we, you know, Psalm of David, the King James Version says, the Lord, come on, Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But the actual word says, I shall not lack. Because if I lack, what kind of God is this that I serve? If I have to be a beggar, what kind of God is that I have to beg? If I don't have enough, what kind of God is this that says he loves me, but I have nothing, yet little? What kind of God would that be? What kind of God would be portrayed by us? And I've learned that in my early journey of Christianity 45 years ago, that when I couldn't help my neighbor with the simplest little thing she needed, what kind of Christian am I? Like, I couldn't afford to do that for my neighbor, which was an elderly person that needed assistance. And I'm there, and I heard the words, and I understood that I need to love my neighbor. And, of course, loving my neighbor could be the one sitting next to you. Not just your husband, not your wife. Come on. Loving my neighbor. And how can that be? And I said, Lord, that cannot be like that. It cannot continue. You need to show us. You need to explain to us. How is it that I can get, what's it going to take that I become where I can love my neighbor, assist my neighbor, be there for my neighbor? I'm not talking about my family. I'm talking about somebody that lived next door to us in reality. How could that be? And then God will speak to you because you're questioning something that's good. Because oftentimes we ask the Lord to give, 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 but we don't realize it's to give, give, give. God will give to give. Oh, he said, he gave us his what? His only begotten son. That's why pick up your cross. Why? Because that's what God gave us, a cross to carry. Victory. Say amen, somebody. A God that is, he's going to guide us and lead us, right? And you will never be in lack. We heard 7 days, right? That's right. The first 3 days are challenging. I hope I didn't offer you something to eat that day, that week, did I? Yeah, I probably did. Especially if I know you're doing it on purpose. I'm coming on purpose. Because it always happens. If you go into a fast, it's amazing how many people come out and offer you, let's go out to eat. My treat. Let's go. Yeah. Where were you last week? Yeah, right. Rain check next week. Say amen. And now all of a sudden, they're not around next week. Oh, Jesus. But restoration means to return. Are you listening, church? Write this down. Bring. It means bringing back something where it belongs or how it was. Lost ground reclaimed, not reinvented. Oftentimes we try to reinvent something that doesn't need to be reinvented. All we got to do is let God do what his word says. And you're going to see it because in chapter 23 of King James of Psalms, Psalms 23. Look at what verse 3 says. He, say he. Who's he? Stop right there. Who's he? Look up here. Who's he? We say he. We start looking around. Yeah. He. Who's that? Who's David talking about right here? You know, he's writing, and where he's at these times, when you read where he's at, when he's writing these things, you'll be amazed. Half the time he was running for his life he was running for his life by someone he assisted. So you better be careful who you help, because they can turn around and being in ministry, it will happen to you. Those that you took care of now are against you, coming against you, after you. Be careful, right? At that point, we thank the Lord because now we're light just like him. Thank you, Jesus, right? Verse number 3, though, he restoreth my soul. What are we talking about this morning so far? We're talking about restoration, aren't we? We're talking about 2026, what God's going to do. What God's going to do if we let him. He's going to bring a return. What's that return? How many like a return? Some of us are hoping for your 2026 income tax, right? With all these new tax breaks, you're hoping for what? A return. Why? Because it belongs to who? To us. Why? Because we've been taxed, charged so much, right? Something in return. We want it restored. We like that, right? Why don't you ask God to help you with that, what you're going to do with your income tax? Amen, somebody. Why don't you say, God, give me a great income tax because I want to put a new item in the playground. By the way, our playground's ours now. It always been ours, but we don't share it no more. Come on, say amen. So is the kitchen right now. The kitchen's all ours now. We don't share it no more, in a sense. But return means bringing something back to where its originality was. Have you ever had something stolen from you? Come on, and what's your hope? That it be returned to you in its original place, right? I hope you never have your car stolen. I hope you never have anything in your home broken into, taken. That's not our hope. What I'm talking about is that you realize what God is saying about restoration, about restoring, or what his desires are for 2026. He wants to bring to the place that he can build and accelerate in you, because this is the year of our Lord. Come on, somebody say amen. Doors are opening quickly. Doors are just moving and doing exactly what they're supposed to do by remaining open. And sometimes he opens them and you're trying to shut them. Stop doing that. Let him shut it, because once he shuts it, it can never be reopened. And sometimes we need that. Hello, somebody. But restoration also, not only does it mean return, it means to repair. How many know we need repairing? How many know what repair means? It means fixing what? Something that's what? Sam Winston said, if it ain't broke, why fix it? That's the problem. Sometimes we're trying to fix something that isn't broken. But what needs to be a part of restoration is something that has been broken to be repaired. Come on. Come on. And a lot of that is what? How many know what broken relationships have done? It's caused suicide, doesn't it? It has caused people to run to the deepest point and the lowest points of life. It's called alcoholism. It's called drug addiction. It's caused so many things. Come on. And what is broken? Why? Why? That it can function again. See, God, we're not functioning at the fullness that God has asked us to function in. We're not walking like we should be walking in our place, because we still need repairing. Our hearts ain't where they should be. Some of us still have things that, oh my God, let it go, please. Stop talking about it, because the more you talk about it, the more it affects you. Yes, we heard it earlier. It's not that we're forgetting and asking to forget your pain. We're asking to let it go now. Let it go. Why? Because God is restoring. He wants to raise you up. He wants to renew who you are with Him in life. And it doesn't matter where you have come from life. I've watched Him take the worst of the worst. And who they are today is amazing, because that is how God gets glorified. Because there's always those out there, because you never know who's sitting next to you in a church. Come on. You don't know what God is doing in the people that are in His house, because He's one that died for all. And whoever will hear His call and come, He'll bring restoration. He'll bring it to a return. He'll start repairing. But He just doesn't want it where you just touch it up. How many know what that means? And my neighbor just bought a new car, Pastor Raul, right? Poor, I feel for him. You know, it's a couple months old now, but it's brand new, right? He's going to buy a truck, and next time he drives in with a car. I said, what happened to your truck, bro? You need a truck. Don't look at mine. Amen. Just because I'm your neighbor, and I have to love my neighbor, which I do. I love him to death. And his granddaughter's having her first child, and his granddaughter married someone that cannot hear. So she signs and they land, and so they're having their first child, and they just put in they had a baby shower, and we got invited. And I don't like going to baby showers. I think that's for women, not for guys. I'm old school. You know, that's for you ladies. Go enjoy yourself and with the diapers and the pins and all that. I don't think we should be there, but, you know, we're in the new 20s. The grandmother-to-be, which is Pastor Raul's daughter, wants us there. She's sat here before. You all know Moses. Not all of you know Moses. That's his wife, and that's his daughter that is married. And so they did this lavish. I thought, my God, just the tent must have cost about $1,200 that they put in his backyard. I said, man, Pastor, you're going all the way. He goes, and they said, he didn't pay a dime for it. I said, you go, Pastor Raul, you cheapskate. That's your grandbaby coming. Say, man. But anyway, because they had to do a lot of moving in his garage for stuff that was coming, and he parked his car a certain way, and he thought he parked it, and it's just a garage door, and it goes right down the bumper. And he goes, and then he realizes that, and it goes right back up, and there's got a nice scratch now all the way up and down, and he's like, oh my God. The other day I seen him sitting back there touching it up. Says, you cheapskate, take it in and get it all painted, bro. You're retired. Say, man. See, repairing, God is not wanting to touch you up. He's not going to touch one portion of your body. He wants to touch your whole body. He wants to make sure that you understand that this is what He's doing. I'm repairing you. Come on, because we need repairing. Say amen, somebody. This is why He tells you, put on the mind of Christ. How many have heard that? How many have understood that? Put on. He's telling you, put on. He says, I've already gave it. It's up to you to put it on. In Romans 12 and 1, it tells you that. Put on. Why? Because a measure of faith, you're going to need it to walk in the faith that God has given you. You know, oh my God, help me. Help me here. Come on, Jesus, I need you so much. It's a structural position that God is doing for us. It's faithful. He's going to go to the deepest level that the structure needs, that you can restore the test of time that's yet to come. So He's got to restore it. Because what did He say? Verse 3 again. I'm only going to stay right here. And I'll go to a second one. And we're going to go to Jeremiah here soon. He restoreth what? What does it restore? It's not the outward. You need help on the inside. Your inside will reveal your outwardness. Because outward, we can clean it up well. Come on, say amen. Have you ever seen, oh man, you clean up well. Say amen. Right? We look good in suits, right? You can dress up the worst person in a suit, but he's still the worst person deep down inside. Hello? See, God works from the inside to the outside, not from the outside to the inside. So understand that what he wants to repair in you, because he knows you better than you'll ever know yourself, ever. This is why he's bringing this out. This is why he wants the acceleration. He wants the building, then build up, and now he wants to restore, because what's coming, you have to be prepared. Hello, we're coming to a time where we're going to reap quicker than the sower can sow. How many know what I just said? We're in a time, changes come. We're changing. Say amen, somebody. Changes upon us, and it's a good thing right now. It's a great thing. This is why don't be concerned with what's happening in our world. Be concerned what God's doing in our world at this moment of time. Because he's redoing what he promised he was going to redo. And right now, it's all good words that are coming. Right now, it's everything we need, including we need restoration of our minds and of our hearts. Because once they're connected, it's a wonder. It's a great place to be connected with God in the mind and in the heart. Not just in the mind, because the mind is just words. It's not a true walk. But connecting the heart. Because out of your heart is where everything comes from, including the life. So he's bringing repair to the deepest levels that is necessary that we can prepare that what is yet to come. Because what is yet to come is good for us. Say amen, somebody. And we need that. And it brings a third thing. It brings renewal. What does that mean? He reestablishes your strength. And I mean, we need to reestablish. That doesn't mean you're going to go join a gym. Had nothing to do with none of that. The world thinks different. We got gyms full of people. Hello? Okay, God, I get it. How many remember Jack LaLanne? I go, most of these people are not going to remember Jack LaLanne. I mean, Jack LaLanne, healthiest guy at the old days, old school, right? He was just physical fit. Dies of a heart attack. What happened? You're not supposed to. Dies of a heart attack. See, with God, it doesn't matter. Death is coming. It doesn't matter. Say amen, somebody. But right now, in the renewal, he's going to restore. How many know we need to be reestablished with strength, vigor? How many know he reestablished purpose? Because purpose has always been a part of your life. What is your purpose that God ordained you to be here? In this world, at this moment of time of 2026, why is God still have you here when many did not make it to the new year of 2026? But God kept us in. And if you look at yourself, sometimes we're not worthy of it. I'm not worthy to still be here. How many have said that? But today I'm worthy to be here because he called us. But I'm ready to go. Come on. The Apostle Paul says, hey, it's better for me to leave, but I look at you. I'm here for you. That's what Paul was saying. And that's what Jesus was saying. I'm here for you. When he was on that cross, he looked at everybody. He saw a future beyond. And he said, I have to finish this. And when he saw it, he said, it is finished. He saw us. He saw them. He saw us. He saw those yet to come. Say amen, somebody. And he's just not going to put it back. He's going to put it back in working order. So this is why we have to understand that when restoration comes, it's going to bring a return, it's going to bring a repair, and it's going to bring a renewal. Come on, somebody. Because some take this wrongly. Restoration isn't regression. Again, it's not regression. You don't ignore what hurt you, but you are not required to live there forever either. Restoration is redemption with memory intact. Come on, say amen. But it's not for that you can do that. So what does that mean? It's time to return. Return to what? Jeremiah 30. You thought it was Jeremiah 29, didn't you? I know the thoughts that I think of you. You all like that, right? You don't believe it, though, so why does it matter? People tell me, I said, doesn't matter. You don't believe in it. I'm glad you can tell me it's there, but look what chapter 30 is going to tell us of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a tough prophet. He was a crying prophet. He was in trouble a lot. He was not wanted half the time. Half the time he was in places like he didn't do anything. Sound familiar? Come on. But chapter 30 of Jeremiah, what are we talking about? We're talking about restoration. We're talking about to be restored. We're talking about many areas. We just talked about your wounds. We just talked about this. But look at what Jeremiah said approximately 4,000 years ago. It doesn't matter, right? Look what it's going to tell us on verse number 17. I'm reading from the King James Version still, okay? I'm closing with this now. Short and sweet today. Hello? Short and sweet. Everything was said up here. There was a lot that was said here today. Look what it says, what the Lord is saying to us, them, us, say us. And it doesn't matter who you are, he's talking about us. He says on verse 17, for I, who's I? Again, he, who is he? I will restore. What are we talking about? Being restored. Restoration. Come on. Return. He says, I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds. Stop right there. Of thy wounds. Oftentimes we think of a physical cut or a physical ailment, but that's not the case. He's talking about your heart. He's talking about the trials and tests of life, of what we face today. We have so many wounded ones in the church. They're in the house of God, but inside they're wounded. They're hurt. They haven't learned to let go from where they were to come to where they belong to, that where they can be, because we serve a good God. We serve a great God. He gets blamed for things he didn't do. But when he comes to tell us, we can't hear him because we can't hear because we're deaf. And we can't hear what he's trying to tell us and we can't speak it. How are you today? I'm blessed. No, you're not. You just said it's cliche. Don't stop the cliche. We are blessed. Receive the blessing. And the blessing doesn't mean you have a great bank account, cars to drive, home to sleep in, home to real estate, etc. What it means is you have been restored in your heart. I'm well because my thinking is good. My life is good right now. You know, I'm at peace. How many know it feels good to be at peace? I don't have to look behind who's coming after me any longer. Say amen, somebody. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to sit in a corner against the wall anywhere I go because I have to watch who's coming at me. I don't need that no longer because I have a God that goes before me, as he is behind me, as he is beside me. Come on, somebody. Why? Because I will restore health, number one, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, of my pains, my past. Amen. My pain of past. That's restoration. That's being restored. That's being for that he can again, bring back to you your original place where him that he created in the beginning. Amen. We heard the testimony of I'm going to lose my position. But sometimes God's got to wake you up, right? Because we get too content and we forget who is the blesser today. He's the blesser, not us. He's the way maker, right? He's the redeemer. Come on, are you with me here? And so this morning, we intend to try to encourage you. We don't like that your pain can disrupt your story. We don't like that you don't believe that your original dream from the Lord still exists. You're still in purpose. Purpose is just delayed. How many know what I'm saying? It's just delayed. You have been tested in life. You've been tested with choices. You've been tested with what God is trying to tell you in relationship. You know, if you're in a bad relationship, who caused that? Who really caused that in our life? You know, if you know the scriptures, it says don't be unequally yoked. Today, people are just... It's love. No, it's lust. I'm sorry. You just like what you see, but you don't know what you see is inside. You're looking in the outward. Look at the heart. You better start listening to that part of what's in your heart. Not what's in your wallet. That's a commercial. What's in your wallet? And I say, not you. Come on, say, man. If I'm using a credit card, I'm not paying And I thank God that they're going to try to put a cap back to 21%. Man, I mean, like it used to be. Say, hey, man, I mean, maximum. And I thank God. And I hope it comes to pass. But what's in your wallet? Right? No, what's in you that I can make a better choice, because we cannot be unequally yoked. Hello? We can be opposites. You might like blue and I like red. That doesn't mean that we're unequally yoked. That means we have a discussion that we need to take. So we'll buy two instead of one. We'll buy a red one and a blue one. Hello? It's like this. I don't like the color gray, right? Now I have a gray truck. My wife has a gray car. And she had a gray car before that gray car. So now I got a gray over me. I said, my God, Lord, help me. And he said, it was your choice. You could have said no. You're funny, God. But the word of the Lord today is that I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion who no matter seeks for. I'm going to close it out with an easy way you can understand it, right? And it says, this is easy English version in closing. I will give back your health to you. I will take away everything that hurts you. You believe God could do that? Whoa, Jesus. And it says the Lord, I will do that because of the wounds that people say. See, now it's not physical hurts, is it? It's words. How many know words are hurtful? Come on, we can kill somebody with words. Hello? The words that people say. They threw you out. Anybody been thrown out? Everybody not? Have you ever been invited knowing that you weren't welcome? But they did the right thing because it only looks good that they invite the pastors over. Are you hoping that we don't come in? We've been through those before. Don't invite us. You don't hurt our feelings, right? You don't hurt our feelings. But it says that because the wounds that people say, they threw you out. They call you the people from Zion that nobody wants. They call you from church because nobody wants you because you're one of those churchy people. We may be one of those churchy peoples, but they need us. They really want us, but they don't know how to accept what they need. Come on, somebody, because the world doesn't realize we're in a restoration hour. They don't realize they need restoring. They don't realize they need to return. They don't realize they need to be repaired. They don't need understand about renewing the way God has it. They don't understand the words of our mighty God, what needs to be fixed. We need a fixing in the church, not the world, the church, and you are the church. And God needs to fix every one of us. Come on, somebody. And he wants to bring us up because in that fix, as he is fixing, he's replacing. God never takes away anything from you that he's not going to better you and give back to you even more so better. Come on. Come on, somebody. Say amen. So in this year of 2026, we are dedicating it to the God we serve. We are believing that he's doing what he needs to do. As you stand to your feet with me.